Blog Talk Radio.
Amy and Kelly on tonight. And let's see, I have a few announcements here that Jethro informed me he was going to boot me into behind if I didn't make sure I made these, so I will make these. All right, Amy, you got your way into chat room. All right, and we have a guest in there. Welcome to Psychic Well. And let's see here. Yes, we need to make sure you guys go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. That's PSYCHICSGONEWILD, all small letters and all run together, .com. Got to do the .com or you get a chat room. And make sure that you sign up. It's free. Just register for our free holiday gift giveaway baskets and just send that to email. Actually, you click on the contact page and just enter your information there and Click a little message to Jethro and just say, please enter me in the gift basket giveaway for this week. And they're ongoing every week, so enter every week. You know, you could be our weekly winner. He announces those on the Friday show between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern time. So call back in 773-897-6461 and find out if you are our weekly winner. And then call in and say, hey, it's me. I won. So we like to have our winners on the air. All righty. Oh, let's see. What else do we have going? Oh, yes. And I have to make sure I do the coffee. So it's like, yes, if you guys would like holiday gift giving, now is the time, now is the season. Give me a call at 719-289-4907. And I'll say it slower because Jester also says I talk too fast. He should talk. 719-289-4907. And we will get you set up with some awesome gourmet coffees. We have black, we have king coffee, we have latte, two different kinds. There's a latte supreme that has ginseng in it, and a regular latte. We have mocha, we have hot chocolate, we have three different kinds of teas. We have green tea, red tea, and an instant black tea. Any of these, you know, and then and also hot chocolate for, you know, for the kids or for everybody else who doesn't, who's not tea or coffee drinkers. So anyway, give us a call and we will get you set up. And they make awesome, wonderful, you know, great gift-giving things, because if you've got a coffee drinker, they will love you, because this is absolutely probably the best coffee you will ever get your lips around. So anyway, okay, I've made my announcement. Amy, how are you doing tonight? Give us a hint and then tell us how to tell people how to get a hold of you to do readings and all that good stuff that you do too.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great tonight. I had a lot of, as somebody put them, terrestrial responsibilities that were keeping me from my extraterrestrial and spirit world. But it's good to be back in the rotation. And so the way to get a hold of me, the easiest way to get a hold of me is on Facebook or on the Psychics Gone Wild webpage, www.psychicsgonewild.com, or on Facebook. And I have a group called Awakening Claire, which is a Facebook page, and it is about awakening your clairs or your intuition. Things and your clairvoyance and things along those lines. So that's the best way to get a hold of me. But I urge, if you're doing right now, I am not doing readings because I just had two major I just had death in my family. I don't feel comfortable reading right now. For people,
right.
I mean, I can give intuitive readings and advice and things like that, but I do not feel comfortable channeling right now. I just don't feel like I've grieved appropriately, and it's a very sacred thing, and I would hate to do that. So,
that's what I'm doing card readings tonight. So I was going to say I'm doing some card readings tonight here. So you know, when we have callers call in,
I'll do some card readings myself and some intuitive stuff, but I'm not going to be channeling anybody's, I'm going to be talking to the dead people. They're going to,
right. Totally understand that one. Yes. No angel messages tonight. Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, I will do some, I'll do some card readings as well. Two people just popped out of the, do we have any call? Two people just popped out.
Yeah, I know. We've got a caller that called in to make sure that they were first in line in the queue. So it's like, absolutely, we got somebody we need to go here to. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Or should say, if I'm ready, you're ready, whichever. Okay,
well, let's start talking to the caller. I'm gonna go get my cards.
All righty, sounds good. And I got my cards here, so we're doing good. Okay, area code 925, thank you for hanging in there with us and for listening to a little bit of music and listening to a little bit of chat here. So if you can tell us, or at least tell me anyway, I'm not sure how Amy's cards work, but I need to know your month and date of birth, and then that way I can tell you what your birth card is and your planetary ruling card is.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
My birthday's August 3rd.
Mm-hmm. August 30, Leo. Okay, cool.
Yeah, August 3rd, just the three.
All righty, sounds good. And who am I talking to?
What was that?
Name? Are you comfortable saying your name on there?
Yeah, my name's Sahara.
Sarah? Okay.
Sahara.
All righty.
Sahara.
Sahara. Say
yeah.
it again.
Sahara.
Okay, Sahara. Oh, cool.
Thank
you. Have some creative parents, too. Awesome. I like that. Okay, you are a double 10 of diamonds. And 10 of diamonds, I know right off the top of my head, because I've done this one a lot. It seems a lot of you guys call in. It's called the blessed card. And it's like you really have a lot of blessings in life. And the fact that you are a Leo, you have no separate planetary ruling card. So it's like you've got this card like doubles of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It sits at the very center of the life spread. It's protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessings. It is the card of material opulence. So a few of you actually achieve that reality. It's like it is kind of like what they call the millionaire's card. But all the 10 of diamonds are protected financially, and you're always going to have a certain amount of good luck. To achieve your highest potential, you really need to be involved in a business, preferably your own, you know, be your own entrepreneur. You have to know how to manage and run a business of any size, and a lot of the 10s either inherit or marry into wealth. You'll love to be the center of attention. Again, that's that Leo moment, which is in direct correlation with that card sitting in the very center of the life thread. And with so many blessings, more than likely, you know, you're going to be a really generous soul. But the flip side is, because there's always two sides to every card, it's like, you know, a lot of times you can be really generous, but sometimes you have that little part of you that goes, nope, I'm going to be selfish today. So that can happen, especially with a Leo thing. Anyway, but sometimes if you direct their blessings to the acquisition of more money and just, you know, really focus on that. And it's like, that's not really, it's like, you know, money is means to an end. It really is. So it's like, it's kind of like a saying of funny when it says, you know, he who dies with the most toy wins, toy friend. And it's like, no, he who dies with the most toys wins. So, yeah, it's like, who's going to get your toys afterwards? So it's like, think about that one. Yeah, right. Anyway, others pay heed to your queen. You've got a queen of clubs as a karma card, as the card of intuition and service through knowledge. And you devote those talents and resources to helping the world. So it's like, my guess is that's, you know, a lot of people call on the show, but that's usually where you're at. All pins are in danger of becoming overly fixated on accumulation of things related to your suit. So it's like in the diamonds, you get a lot of your lessons through finances and through money. So it's like, yeah, you do have, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's like, you know, you got a savings account, by all means save, because that's a really good thing. I was raised with Depression era parents who said, you don't buy something until you got the money in pocket to pay it out, and you make one payment, you own it, and you're good. And it's like, okay. But with your creativity and intelligence, you're always successful in whatever you undertake. Usually that power is directed toward business, financial gain. And really and truly, there's no size of business or financial enterprise that you can't handle. And if you develop that spiritual awareness, your later years are going to be filled with expansion of your mind and soul instead of doubt and indecision. A lot of, you know, a lot of the tens find artistic avenue of expression in their later years, which brings a lot of rewards. So, you know, it's like if you're, you know, a painter, artist, sculptor, you know, whatever, anything like that. And I've seen people be bricklayers and be artists at bricklaying. So it's like, you know, you find art and creativity in anything. In relationships, you've got a really strong desire for love in relationships, and you've got some karma from some past lives that you have to discharge through one or more difficult, either divorce or separations, you know, through a difficult relationship. But the karma you bring into life is of that of having been the one who left another person unfairly or unlovingly, you know, in a past life. So in this one, you're likely to receive that same treatment from somebody else, and often it's the same person you were with before. So it's like it's the karmic balancing of the scale, so just FYI. A lot of times, you know, you want love, you're usually the ones who initiate new relationships. Your own emotional restless nature, you got to deal with that first before you can really have a successful, you know, marriage. Because a lot of times you find yourself in situations where you need to either, you know, sacrifice your own need for affection for higher reasons, you know, to help others in need. But you're learning to love yourself and your child within. And finding that relationship within you, you know, you got to love yourself first. You really do. And it's not narcissistic, because it says, you know, I go back to the Christ thing of, you know, the two great commands is love your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And the second is love your neighbor as you love yourself, because on those two commands hangs all the laws and the prophets. So So if you can't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You know, if you can't love your brother who you can't see, how do you love, you know, God who you can't see? So you got to have a good relationship with yourself, and it doesn't mean you look in the mirror going, I'm the best, you know, Narcissus, you know, you've heard the Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It's not that kind, but it's having that good self-respect, self-esteem for yourself, okay? Because when you have, you know, when you're at peace with yourself and you're loving yourself in the way that you want to be loved, that's when you're going to find a really good relationship, because you're going to find another person and draw that person in who loves you as you love yourself, okay? And you're going to be able to do it. Okay. Let's see. And females, especially the female Ten of Diamonds, should not let relationships come before your work and career, except in a few cases where there's great compatibility. It's like, okay. It's kind of like, yeah, there's indications. Yeah, you can still have a good relationship, but it's like, you know, your career is going to be really important to you. There always seems to be some great burdens associated with some kind of romance and marriage because you've got a Five of Hearts in your Saturn, and your, and the fact your personality card for the female side is what they call the notorious Queen of Diamonds, which has so much indecision romantically. So a lot of times, you know, there's you have a hard time, I'll say, making up your mind, okay?
Yeah.
And then, because there's no separate planetary ruling card, everything that I've just said, it's like times two. It's like you're really intense with this. Okay, that's what I got for you tonight, and let's see what Amy's got for you.
Did you have a question?
Well, I did have a question, but it was concerning a friend of mine or a friendship that I, you know, thought was a friendship. I just had a question about that.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead and ask. You can ask. So you just want to know if you're having you're curious about someone in your life.
Yeah. Because it was like a couple weeks ago. I mean, I was with a friend or a few friends, and then something of mine came up missing, and my friend, like, kind of just, you know, acted like he didn't really care. And, I mean, I ended up finding it, but, I mean, I have a feeling his friend took it. And I just know that he didn't really have my back that night. So I just want to know, like, I mean, is that really a friendship I should even worry about? Or was it just, you know...
Well, the problem is that you, or not the problem, but where the issue is coming up is that this person is not of your spiritual level. So it doesn't mean that he can't be your friend, and that you're just going to have to accept his shortcomings. I envision you outgrowing this person because. Because you are going to go beyond him spiritually. I believe at some point in time in the future, you're going to outgrow this person because they're just not walking the same spiritual path that you are, and they're not that they're not capable, but they're just not at a point in their time where they're interested in that sort of thing. But with that said, it doesn't mean you have to just, you know, hurl this person off into space. You just have to have realistic expectations of his capabilities and understand that he is not capable of being the kind of friend to you that you are to him. And that's not because you're a better person. It just is where you are in your spiritual path. So I believe that it's important that, because it is, sometimes it's easy, you know, sometimes for people who are walking on a spiritual path, they, I don't know, not that it gets old, but sometimes you wonder, is this really worth it? I just want to go back and, you know, be like the unenlightened people. You're to a point what I'm sensing is that you're to a point where you're too far walking down that path to turn around and go, okay, I'm just going to go be unenlightened again. It's going to continue to cause problems. in this relationship until you get to a point where you're willing to accept this person as they are. I think that I get a real strong message that you are hoping and wishing that this person would, you know, be more enlightened than they are, and they're just not there yet. So they're not a bad person. They're not going to hurt you, put you in danger, steal from you or anything like that. But they are going to continue to disappoint you unless you change your perspective on them. Treat them more like a little puppy or something along those lines than expecting them expecting so much from that person. But it is, you know, because he does not have the capacity. It was his friend who took the thing, and he feels real bad about it, but
I was really wondering about that.
No, he feels it, but he's really but he's just not in a place where he can come clean about it. Wants everything to doesn't want conflict, doesn't want to have to make choice, just real earthbound. He's real scared. That's really the primary thing that is driving his, what you're seeing is a betrayal. He's scared of this other person, and that's the part that you can't do anything about.
Oh my God, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's very scared of the other person. So he's sort of like, it's a very awkward situation because he's like kind of embarrassed that he's embarrassed of who he is, but he's very, it's fear. It's not that he's siding on this person. It's totally fear-driven. Those are going to be the kind of things. He's not going to be changing anytime soon. So those are the kind of things that you're going to have to learn to expect from him, that he will put up with unacceptable behavior and things like that just because he just doesn't want to cause any trouble. You know, there's a lot of people that and that's another thing where I really feel like you're going to outgrow him, is because he's associating with people that, you know, are just not going to, are not in his best interest and are going to drag him down, not up. But he has no, that doesn't really concern him right now. What concerns him most right now is just being accepted and having these people in his life for whatever reason. So, again, going back to this idea, it's not like you have to go, I'm not going to be friends with you anymore. It's just you're not going to get much out of
what I have to reach out first.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to have to, you're just going to have to put up with, this is going to be, par for the course for the foreseeable future, because I don't see any big aha moments coming up in his life where he's going to be, I need to take the higher road, I need to take the higher road here. I need to make some choices. So, I think that you're going to, don't worry about, he's not really putting you in danger, so to speak. So it's not like do whatever you can to get away from this person, but you are going to outgrow him in the very near future. Which is unfortunate. And sometimes it's hard for especially women too, because we so want relationships and we so want, especially when they're a little bit lost puppies.
Yeah.
We want to nurture and guide them. But generally, there's a very high, you know, there's a very high price to pay. So, you know,
right.
The more distance that you can put between you and this person, you know, the more distance you put between you and this person emotionally, not so much can't hang out, but emotionally and, you know, detach from him, it's going to be very helpful to you because he's blocking, he's kind of serving as a block to you. He's blocking, you know. So just keep that, you know, you don't have to make any major decisions or make any immediate moves, but just understand that he just is not, he's not very evolved, and at this point in time, he's not really interested in growing, you know, spiritually, or, you know, or he just wants to be, you know, he just wants to be a kid, you know, a kid, but it's going to have some high pride because he's not, it's going to be a real, there's going to be some big lessons ahead for him, and that's kind of what I'm concerned about, is you're going to get sucked into those lessons just because of your proximity, so he's going to learn the hard way.
Wow.
And it's going to, and it's going to be not because the only decision, you know, he's not, his bad decision making is really just as far as his choice of companions. It's not, he's
right.
just going to be involved in, he's just going to be with the wrong people at the wrong time. It's not, you know, it's sort of like his doing nothing is going to have the same as same consequences as making a bad, him doing nothing is the same as a bad
decision. Right.
You know, it's the same as actually making a bad decision. So
that's exactly what happened.
So I would just, you know, just keep that in mind, you know, but keep that in mind. But I feel that there's a close. I feel that at the same time, not to talk out of both sides, but at the same time, I feel like he does play an important part in your life right now. And that you should focus more on outgrowing him than making a major decision like, okay, I can't have anything to do with you anymore. Don't make a big, don't make a big deal about it. Just keep that in your mind and focus on, you know, outgrowing him instead of.
Right.
So that's pretty much, what. The energy I picked up on.
Thanks so much. That was great. That definitely helped me.
Well, good. Well, just keep it. But then again, just trust your gut. You know, we're certainly
right,
here for you. And feel free to call back. You know, sometimes people are embarrassed when they get caught calling back. And you're more than welcome to call back and
not
get us
here.
Some
we have people call back every day.
Definitely.
You kidding? There's a limit.
At the same time, just trust your gut. You know, trust your gut in these things.
Okay.
And don't so you know, and then don't expect him to don't verify. You know, when you trust your gut, don't use him to verify your gut because he's not going to. He's not capable of being honest about a lot of things.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, call back and let us know how stuff goes. We always like to, you know, have that feedback and feedback stuff. So, yeah, there is no limit for people calling in on this show. It's like, you know, we have people call in every day. We don't always get to some days it's, you know, I'll say heavier traffic than others. And it's like, you know, some days we can get to everybody's calls and some days we can't. So we take it as we get it. But do call back and thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Okay, bye. All righty, and we got one more from area code, let's see, we got 858, and then we are going to do a question from chat here. So let's take care of area code 858 and find out who we got.
Hi.
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Hi. How are you? Are you Casey?
I'm Casey, yes. And Amy's on with us. And so we're both doing card stuff tonight. And what I do is just the birth cards and planetary ruling stuff on air. And if you will give me your month and your day, I can at least tell you some general stuff about yourself, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. May 31st, 1959.
May 31st. All right. 59 was a good year. That's what I was going to do. All righty. Well, let's see. You are an Ace of Clubs, and you have a Queen of Clubs as your planetary ruler. So let's see. I know aces are the starters. It's like you tend to really, you know, it's like you tend to really have a lot of get up and go. As long as you get up and go, it doesn't got up and went. Sometimes that happens to us. And the clubs people are always the ones that we call the scholars of the deck. It's like you guys can really and truly learn anything you set your mind to. And the Ace of Clubs in specific, the name of the card itself is called the Desire for Knowledge. And the Desire for Knowledge is accompanied by this Desire for Love. It's the Two of Hearts Karma card. That's the main influence for this one. When we combine those two, you've got, you know, you're pretty much a student of love as much as a person who would truly like, you know, to find your ideal mate. Times, you know, it's been known for, you know, playing the field, you know, you date a lot type of thing, but it's only true until you find the person you're your dream. So it's like, I'm not sure if you're in a stable relationship or, you know, where you're at with that, but, you know, some things apply to early in our life, and it's like, if we found that person, you're happily married, it's like, then that's where you're at. So, yeah. You would rather be with, yeah, they'll say anybody than be alone. So I'm like, going, well, don't settle. But you don't give yourself fully until the right person comes along. Like all aces, you're impatient, you're restless, you got a lot of curiosity, leads you to be that avid student. That's where that clubs comes in, often with immense libraries, collections, learning materials of all times. And it's that curiosity that keeps you useful, you know, even into the last years of life. You know, it's like that's what keeps any of us ticking. It's like is learning new things. And you're always interested in new things, ideas, topics of discussion. You're very smart. You can use your brains and creativity to generate ample funds. You can make money in things associated with the arts or groups of women. Anywhere creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. You're very congenial. You're very considerate. It helps you make friends at work, gives you really actually some good communication skills. And a lot of people feel very comfortable around you just because of your ability to make others feel special and included. You've got a really quick and sharp mind. You're really witty. You're an avid talker. Your mother was probably somebody who was especially an important figure in your life, and she was probably a very powerful woman, or if she's still, you know, alive, with a sharp mind and a great deal of intuition. Like the Ace of Diamonds, who also has a Queen as your Mercury card, the relationship with your mom formed lasting impressions upon you that affects, you know, your love life and relationship with women in general throughout your life. Your later years will not be satisfactory unless, big unless, you've turned to spirituality for some guidance. You've got 2 sevens in Uranus and Neptune, which represents that's the last part of your life, and it can either bring material problems or spiritual success. And the really ironic part of this is if you have that spiritual success, you are more likely to have material success also. So, but if you're focused on material, it's going to drag you down in both areas. The happiest people are those whose eternal quest for knowledge extends to self-knowledge. You're often what we call the divine content. You know, you like to travel. You like to have changes in your life, in your work, to satisfy both that desire for knowledge and that inner restlessness. And I've seen people with this, you know, if you can't get out and travel the way you want to, you rearrange your household furniture, and people never know from week to week coming in going, wow, you rearranged again. How cool. You know? But that's that restlessness reflected. In relationships, this is one of the 4 special cards we call the semi-fixed cards, and Ace of Clubs has a unique connection with the Two of Hearts, which is it's called the karmic soul twin. And another, which only 2 other cards in the deck share, and that would be that 7 diamonds and the 9 of hearts. And really interestingly, we're about to, after years, we're going to do a reading here for a young lady that's, or that's in the chat room who happens to be a Seven of Diamonds, so that would be really interesting. Though you see seven karma cards listed, only that Two of Hearts is really close to you. The Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts are almost nearly exact mirrors of each other, okay? You share each other's personality traits, characteristics, because the Two of Hearts is the card of the lovers, that Ace of Clubs also has that lifetime ambition to find the perfect love. It doesn't necessarily mean the perfect marriage. We can, you know, marry our perfect lover, but marriage is not necessarily a requirement where the two hearts is concerned. But what the Ace of Clubs person is looking for is that love relationship, that love affair that is timeless, it's eternal, you know, like out of this world, you know, everybody, the ideal that everybody looks for, you know, really the Disney moment. Like the Two of Hearts, a lot of Ace of Clubs have reputations for playing the field, but again, it only occurs among, you know, those people if you haven't found your true love mate. Because once you find that person, you are just really, you're devoted, you're monogamous. It's like, you know, there is just nobody else on the planet for you. And you've got that romantic glow in your eyes, you know, because you know that there's that special relationship out there for you somewhere. And my grandmother used to call it, there's a lid for every pot, a pot for every lid. So there's somebody special, you know, for you on this planet if you haven't already found it. And you just, you know, you never let go of that dream of true and lasting love. Consider yourself, you know, this is to the spouse, you know, because they can consider themselves lucky if you're the, you know, you've chosen them as like, and they're your person. Like some of the other cards, Ace of Clubs has a lot of high ideals about love. And because of that, sometimes it can be a really hard crash when those dreams aren't met. It's like worse than the water breaking on the rocks. You tend to go into relationships with, you know, great expectation and enthusiasm, especially when you found, you know, the one, if you think that. And if you place too many expectations on a relationship and it fails, yeah, it's really a downer. It's like it may, you know, talks about closing, you know, you close up and it's like, I'm never going to open up again, I'm not going to do this again, because, you know, it hurts, it really does. But your dreams are never quite lost, you know, you might never take the chance again, you know, depending on how protected you want to be, but it's like, you know, the ones who have been hurt in that way, just really, you need to see your relationships more realistically. The best relationships are created by working on your personal and emotional issues in an open and loving way, and not just by finding the right person, but it's also being the right person. So, let's see. And the other part of that was the card itself and the Queen of Clubs. Okay, we're going to look at that Queen of Clubs just real quick on the planetary rulers here. Because queens tend to be, it's in the royal court, and it tends to make you kind of mothering everybody. It's like you tend to be the mother hen. Regardless of what kind of work you do, you're probably nurturing others in some way. You know, you got that quick mind that's attuned to high vibrations. You're smart. You dislike others who are slow or lazy. But it's your intuition that's your greatest potential gift. Spending some time developing it, and you have a tool that's going to assist you for the rest of your life, no matter what age you start. In personal relationships, sometimes that trouble with commitment, or you attract a partner who has the trouble committing. But you've got so much creativity that sometimes, you know, indecision and uncertainty is a problem from time to time. But, you know, your work is really important to you and the course of your life, you know, where you help others find a better life for yourself. It's by the invaluable information you share with them. It's like that's something really, you know, really makes your heart go pitter-pat. So anyway, that's what I've got for you tonight. And I know Amy is doing cards, so it's like if you got any other questions in
there. Yeah, just one more thing. So you mentioned that later in the later part of my life, there are possible material success. Oh.
Right. And, you know, it's like any, you know, you have that potential and probability. And it's like, and a lot of times that comes about. If you're kind of entrepreneurial, you know, if you're kind of doing your own business, you know, that kind of stuff, because that's where anymore, you know, you really can do better things. As you know, if you're working for wages, you know, you're pretty much on a wage. But it's like if you've got entrepreneurial ideas and those, you know, that creativity, which you do, it's like, you know, that you're one of those people that should carry, like, you know, the little spiral-bound notebook with you. And it's like when you get ideas, jot them down, look at them. It's like, don't censor them. It's like, you know, just when you get, you know, even what, you know, people would call, you know, wild, flaky ideas, it's like, take them down, look at them, and you don't necessarily always share that notebook with everybody, because sometimes you have really, you know, creative ideas, and it's like, and they will work. It's like, you know, but if you have people around you that shoot you down first, it's like, those are not the people you want to share those with. It's like, you want to share those with somebody who's got a little bit of vision like you do, because you really do. You've got some visionary qualities.
Okay, thank you. And thank you so much. So I can ask my question to Amy now if I have a specific question?
Yeah, go ahead if you ask your specific question.
Oh, and you use Terra, right, Amy?
No, I'm not using cards. I changed my mind.
She's winging it.
I'm just doing intuitive reading, yeah.
Okay. Then I would like to ask you, what do you see for my friendship with my special friend? It's a man.
It's, those questions are so difficult these days because the universe is so, you know, between now and the end of the year with the shift going on and everything, everything is so out of whack, and people are so out of whack. And what's happening is for people that are not into delayed gratification and would care more about resolution than what the outcome of a situation is, it's a horrible time for them because everything is so up in the air. I feel that he has something. It's not that he has someone else. It's not that he's picking you, someone else over you. But at this point, I feel that he has a major distraction at this point in his life that is creating a divide. Is what's putting the uncertainty in your mind. It's important for you to understand that it is not you. It's just something that he's got to. It's something that he is working through.
Well, actually, he is with someone, so that's why I ask you. What do you see?
I'm sorry. What did you say? Say that again.
He is with someone else. This person.
Okay. Well, then that his heart is not with that other person. He is with someone else. That's whatever he has to work through. Apparently, is he married to this other person? Are there children involved or something? There seems to be some sort of obligation that he can't seem to over. You know, that's causing this difficulty. I get a strong sense that it was not, because when there's alienation of affection, because I have had so much of that during my life, I always get a really bad stomach ache, and I didn't get one. So I don't feel like does he have a child with this other person?
No, no, we elderly people. There is no kids involved.
Okay. Well, there's some sort of pull. There's something. Is she sick or something? There's some sort
no,
of.
No, she's in a great health. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just getting, you know, because I'm just not getting that there seems to be something, that is causing him to be away from you. It's not that he wants to be. So I hope that this is I'm just not getting a clear picture of what this obligation is, but there's some obligation. I don't want to just sit here and play a guessing game with the whole thing, but that is really the to answer your specific question, I feel that that the two of you will be together. I just don't understand right now what this strong thing that I'm getting is, that there's some sort of some sort of business he has to take care of before he can be. But that's just what I'm getting. And if it doesn't, if it's not resonating to you, just trust your gut. But that was what I picked.
Yeah.
up.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry, Amy. That's a lot of background noise. I've got to go. But thank you both, ladies, for your reading. I really appreciate it. It's just there's a lot of noise here and distraction, so I cannot stay on the phone anymore.
You know, and go ahead, call back in on another day. We've got Pamela is on tomorrow, and then I believe Jethro's got Dina on Wednesday, and, you know, we've got some other readers and stuff later in the week, so it's like, you know, feel free to call back in.
Sure, there's no limits on calling back in.
Sure. Sometimes it's like a puzzle, so definitely.
All righty, and let's see, I got to do a couple things here. We have Tigger's Mama. We're going to do a quick reading for her, and if she'll hang out for a minute here, I am also supposed to play a song here, and this is called, it's by Sir Magnus Gimme, and I'm like going, okay, so I'm going to do this, and then Tigger's Mama, we're going to get to you, and it's like hers, we're going to do a little card reading for her. She is an Aquarius, she's a Seven of Diamonds with a King of Hearts, so it's like, let's listen to a little bit of music here, because we got to tell you guys about the music real quick. Linda Irwin Songs, you can get a hold of her. She's running a two-disc special, and I believe it's $25, which includes the shipping for the two of them. She's got 34 songs on those two discs. Also, Steve Mahasey and the Boys and Keith Evans, you can buy their tunes on iTunes, at iTunes, by looking them up like that. And this is going to be the first time I've heard this song, so we're about to hear it all together here. And it's Sir Magnus Gimme, it's what it's called, so we're going to listen to it here.
Give me love, make it bam. Poke it, poke it, out of the bam. Give me love, make it bam. Poke it, poke it.
All righty. Well, I know you can. I've heard you can get that one on iTunes, so it's like, there we go with that one. Okay, this next little gal, let's see, her birthday is February 18th, and she is a seven of diamonds with that King of Hearts. And Figures Mama, I hope you can hear me here. give me a high sign from the chat room there, something or other. But the seven of diamonds is called the card of spiritual values. It's one of the unique cards. It's a semi-fixed card. That's why I said it was really funny that the previous caller was the ace of clubs there. But as part of that special family of seven uniquely different cards, you fall into a different category. You have a special mark on your life. You're very stubborn, but you're also extremely creative, especially in the career. And some are destined to become millionaires in this life by accessing the high side of the spiritual money card, but you've really got to work for it, okay? There's always a hack. By suit, you're always connected with money. As a spiritual member, you must maintain a non-attached attitude about money or you experience continual problems in that area. You're either worrying about it all the time or, you know, or not worrying and having as much as you like. If you worry about it, you don't have it. If you don't worry about it, you do have it, okay? So regardless of your many of your life lessons is going to come through that avenue because of the fact you're a diamond. But the deeper meaning of the diamonds is it's a card of your values. What are your real values? That's what you're here to kind of look at in this life. The other avenue is your close relationships. Family, lovers, and friends are all very important to a Seven of Diamonds person. You got close ties, for better or worse, with your family, and you share in their trials. You've got a high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for your family and other close relationships. There is very little you would not do on behalf of your parents or family. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, as those sevens are. And as such, your success comes from approaching life in ways other than traditional or materialistic. Can I say, in, you know, double that one if you're an Aquarius. The most successful among the sevens are the seven of diamonds, are the people that live in the state that your needs are always be provided. And kind of think of Rhonda Byrne and The Secret. You know, it's like really focused on, you know, the way, kind of the way you want it to be, okay? Maybe not what is, and sometimes it's really hard to get out of that what is, because if you're not in material, you know, well placed at the moment, it's like, you know, well, how do you flip that around? How do you do that? And actually, interestingly enough, that's some of the things that Pamela Cummins, she's on that the Psychic Learning Channel, which is our sister show, but she, you know, talks about, I don't know, she's talked about boundaries, she's talked about, you know, different kind of things. It's like, you know, how do we flip our attitude and really get it to be one where we're more positive with things? Because that's really important to do that and put that thought, feeling, and emotion behind that. The seven diamond person, a lot of times very restless. They make frequent changes, either in occupation or location. Your love life entails sacrifice and disappointment until, big until, you learn to let others go and be as they are and just, you know, accept them as they are. In your spiritual studies, you find inner satisfaction and validation for your own intuition. And following your own intuition, as Amy said a couple times tonight, you know, very important. Make sure, because everybody's got intuition. Everybody's got, you know, what do you want to call it, psychic, ESP, you know, gut feelings, hunches, intuition, whatever you want to call it, you know, Rose, by any other name, is still the same thing. It's that feeling where you just know, you know, whatever. It's that gut moment. So on the spiritual path, once you're on a spiritual path, everything in your life is really put into perspective and you can excel in any, you know, any field you choose, okay? In relationships, the spiritual card, like the Seven of Diamonds, it revolves around letting go of personal attachments and developing a more spiritual approach to love. You are by nature really loving people. You're willing to make sacrifices on behalf of those people that you do love. You're bound to have one or more karmic love involvements that really challenge you and raise your level of love to more spiritual, responsible heights. Like other cards, you have high ideals associated with love and partnership. But you're more or less destined to have those ideals tested every step of the way. Your stubbornness and independence attracts powerful relationships into your life and ones that teach you important lessons. And then as that King of Hearts, That ruling card accentuates the fatherly side of your personality, even though you're female, but encourages you to be a really good parent. As a matter of fact, you probably take your parenting really seriously if you have children. Most people with this card want children and have them sooner or later. It gives you kind of that authoritative bearing and leadership ability. You can stand up and claim your own space. And if you're a woman, you have no trouble handling the men in your life. You're a strong-willed. You have a quick mind that's capable of making fine distinctions. You probably did well in school. And finally, that King of Hearts bestows some romantic and charismatic power to you, the ability to use persuasion to really get what you want from others. So along that line, let's see, and she says that's mostly true. Okay, good deal. oh, my goodness, yes, okay. Let's see, and if you have a specific, Amy, she's in chat. It's Tigger's Mama is the one that we're doing the reading for right there. It's like okay, she logged out, she logged back in. Okay.
okay, she's not on the phone.
Yeah, it's like she's not on the phone, she's just in chat, so we're just kinda okay, and she's typing here, so now it's your chance to ask Amy a question. We got 4 minutes left, by the way, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's freezing up. Yep. You hit refresh. That's that F5 key there. Yep, I know.
Yeah, while you're typing your question, I feel like 2013 is going to be an extraordinary – oh, look at – that's what I was going to say. 2013 is going to be an extraordinary year for you. You're at a turning point in your life where some of the things that you have been working on sort of in your head, you're going to have some opportunities to make them a reality. I see you, doing something like on a part-time basis to begin with, but it's going to turn into a full-time thing, having something to do with your spirituality and your awarenesses and your gifts. So keep working on them. Write a lot of things down. Don't let the ideas and your thoughts and stuff just float in and out of your head like they're thoughts. Start, write them down or, record them on your cell phone or do something. You need all of this information. So just keep doing what you're doing, but do it with more, stop treating it just as if it was a hobby. Start writing things down and accumulate things. Maybe soul collages or something like that, even if it's just with pictures or something. But 2013 is going to be a real turning point in your life, but you're going to have to take advantage. It could just as easily just pass you by. The key to it is that that you take some actions. Take some actions. This doesn't have to be anything big. It doesn't have to be, it's not going to involve a lot of money or something. You just have to start accumulating your assets, which are your, your intelligence and your gifts and things like that. So that's what I feel. So what to the Queen of Hearts, Kelly said she's got a Queen of Hearts in her 34th year. But that
right. That won't start until after her birthday, though. See, right now she's in what I'm showing here, she's in her 33rd year. We got about a minute here, so we're gonna finish it really quick here.
As far as your love life goes, it's just gonna come along with it, but it's not gonna come until you sort of come into your own. Right now, you don't really quite have your wings. And anybody that comes into your, that this is really more important, this turning point thing. If you don't make the turn, which of course we all have free will, and you certainly have, there will also be love in your life, but the real love in your life, this partner that is going to make everything so exciting. I see that coming more towards the end. Something about summer is when maybe that person will come in. And again, as far as the education goes, I think that the education right now is about accumulating what you've already learned and not just jumping off into to school, not just jumping off into school. So take stock of where you are, because what you think you want to do and what you're going to end up doing are actually two different things, and it's all going to be revealed in 2013. But this part between now and your birthday is a really important time to sort of take inventory, take stock, and get ready for things to take off.
That's good. Okay, and I think it blogged us off. Some people might be able to hear us if they're on there, but it's like we officially ran out of airtime. We can hear each other here, but yeah, it's like I hope she calls back in. I hope she got that. I typed that in there, and anyway, that hour went quick, Amy.
It sure did. Now we have another hour, don't we?
Oh golly, yes we do. Okay, guys. Yeah, we're flipping out from this show, and we're going to be heading over to, Psychic Learning Connection. And I'm going to type in the where we're going to be here. It's going to be 714-333-3354. And, thank you. I forgot that one. Thank you, Amy. It's like I would have remembered
it. We're stock calls here. So we're shifting over to the air where we're going to talk about the holidays and
dealing with grief and with grief and stuff during the holidays is like, yeah, that ought to be a fun one.
Anyway, no,
we'll
see you
guys over there. Okay, well, I got to log out of here, and I'll log in over there, and it's like, go ahead and call in, and I will be talking to you in just a couple minutes here. It takes me about that long to get this everything booted up and over here. So we'll see you soon.